248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. Big business is reacting to President-elect Trump's pledge to impose 25% tariffs on goods imported from Mexico and Canada and an additional 10% on Chinese products. Walmart CEO John Furner tells CBS Mornings.
We have a team of people that are really experienced in managing changes in the environment. Now, our role, our purpose is to try to keep prices low.
The FAA says it'll see the highest number of scheduled flights of the Thanksgiving week today. CBS New York's Elijah Westbrook at Newark Liberty Airport.
So far, so good. We've been monitoring the boards to see about any potential flight delays or cancellations. Very minimal at this time.
A new survey finds 42% plan to eat at a restaurant or order takeout Thursday. Pop Menu's Tony Roy.
Just over 30% say it's cheaper or about the same cost as buying all the ingredients themselves. I mean, we know that inflation has been affecting everybody in the country. Hopefully that's starting to subside a bit.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forests for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary but average at about $5 per tree.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary recently made a dubious claim about the percentage of children taking antidepressants. Wisconsin Watch Trisha Young has this fact.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed in Milwaukee that, quote, 40% of our kids are on antidepressants, unquote. However, the latest data indicate that fewer than 8% of U.S. minors use these medications. A 2022 federal survey found 6.6% of children had used a psychotropic medication like an antidepressant in the prior month. Another 2024 study from the University of Michigan found 7.9% of teens filled at least one antidepressant prescription in 2022. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch.
ENT and Allergy Associates in Stevens Point will have a new clinic opening late in the summer of 2025. The ear, nose, throat, allergy, immunology, asthma, and audiology service provider will move to a new 7,500-square-foot clinic at 5509 Vern Holmes Drive. The new building for this Wausau-based business will ensure a permanent full-time presence in Stevens Point with expanded staff and a walk-in clinic. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in the radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Mel and I are going to get into some entertainment news here, talk about what's coming up new on your local theater stage. Got a movie recommendation in there as well. We're going to talk Rekindle the Spirit, let you know what's coming up with that event, get into our schedule for the week ahead here with our holiday week, Thursday, Friday, all that. And in a little bit, we got food combos, this year's unique food combos, and the most popular ones. We will be getting into that a little bit, and plenty more. We got tons of show to fill. We got an hour. We're going to have some fun with it. And, of course, keep in mind, you can call up 715-424-2600, looking for who your favorite Peanut characters are as we celebrate Charles M. Schulz's birthday and all of those things. But we kick off with entertainment news, and the country music world has jumped in on the whole People's Sexiest Man Alive thing. With John Krasinski being winning that, I don't know how to put it, like if he won it or whatever, I don't know what the right way to put
well,
that is. But
it is an award. It's not a major award, like a leg lamp or anything, but he got his picture on magazine covers.
Yeah. So with that, the country music world jumped in and wanted to say who they think is the most sexiest person in country music. Morning show host Tim Hurley asked this question, who is the most attractive person in country music? And here's what the artists themselves had to say, which I think is a fun way to do it, actually. Riley Green and Sam Hunt both said Carrie Underwood, and they said it like at the same time. Boom, just right away.
Well, she is gorgeous.
Jordan Davis said Luke Combs. Luke Combs said him, that he was joking. He was kidding around and stuff. But I could see doing that because I wouldn't want to necessarily, like if I'm a famous musician and I'm asked this question, I would almost be a little nervous that I said somebody and somebody would be upset.
It doesn't matter what you say, somebody's going to be upset.
Yeah. So I almost feel like that's a fair way to cover it, even though it might not
me, obviously.
It might not have gone over as well as I think he thought it might have, but I get it. Mm. Priscilla Block said Lainey Wilson. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're talking attractiveness or anything, but as far as their career and the trajectory of it, Lainey Wilson is by far and away the most hottest as far as the term hot. I'm not talking about appearance. I mean, just her career and the way it is going. I watched, I've never watched the CMAs before. I've never watched a country award special or anything. So I thought, okay, with the Sunrise Show and all that, I'll watch some of this one, this most current one that was on last week. Luke Bryant, Peyton Manning, and Lainey Wilson were hosting. And Luke Bryant and Peyton Manning have done this a couple of years together. And both of them have done MC work in their own rights. Lainey Wilson hasn't done a whole lot of this. I was very curious to see how she would do. She was perfect. She was better than either one of them. She was incredible. And then going up there and performing, the only time she had a stutter or a mess up, even remotely close, and I'm being nitpicky, was when she was playing a George Strait song in front of George Strait. Like,
which is totally understandable.
It actually made it even more good, like the song even better, and the more realistic performance and everything. I think you can even make the argument in just music, not even in just country music, that Lainey Wilson's career is the hottest there is right now. It's only going up. And she's just getting started, too. That's the pretty amazing thing about it. Bailey Zimmerman said it was either Riley Green or Megan Maroney.
Okay.
Ashley McBride said TJ Osborne. Let's see here. Ellen Langley said Alan Jackson. Still. Hmm. And then pause, still. So that's pretty good. And Cody Johnson had the right answer, my wife.
There you go.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Now, I don't disagree with Mr. Johnson or really any of these answers, but I do feel like they all got it wrong. It's Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
It's Dolly Parton. I mean, come on. It's sitting right there. That answer is right there for you. It's easy. This is a no-brainer. Dolly Parton.
Still.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The guy that a lot of people thought was going to be actually named people's sexiest man alive, because it's usually an up-and-coming actor or an actor who just had their big break happen or something like that. This happened with Hugh Jackman some years ago and everything. Most people figured it was going to be Glenn Powell. Famous, obviously, from the Twister movie that came out this weekend, this summer and all that, and plenty of other movies that he's done. So they threw this one out there and said that, well, you know, hey, Glenn Powell, what about you? So the parents of Glenn Powell are actually showing up in the next story, though. It actually kind of bled into this. These celebrity lookalike contests are getting a little bit out of hand. Jeremy Allen White from the Bear, the Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, Timothy Chalamet, and now Glenn Powell. There's all these kind of things popping up all over the place of people doing this stuff. And a lot of it is for charity and raising awareness for local, you know, nonprofit events. So they're done in a lot of fun. Timothy Chalamet recently showed up at a Timothy Chalamet contest, and I think he finished second.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Famously, Charlie Chaplin entered one year at once and finished third. This happens. Well, Glenn's lookalike contest was held in his hometown of Austin, Texas. And his mom, Sydney, was even in the crowd to give her approval and called up Glenn on FaceTime to share a message. Glenn said, quote, I know there is some cash and a hat at stake here, but I just wanted to say that the winner of today's contest gets a personalized prize from me. Now, you may know that my parents make a cameo in every movie I make. But today, the winner of the Glenn Powell Lookalike Contest wins their parents or any family member of their choice a cameo in my next movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Take a pic together for me. Enjoy my favorite city in the world. Keep Austin weird.
Nice.
Hook 'em horns and see you around every time I look in the mirror. The winner of the contest was a physician's assistant from Austin. And in addition to Glenn's prize, he also got $5, a cowboy hat, and free queso from for Touchies for a year. So free queso for a year.
$5?
I don't know what the... I guess just to round things off.
We want a cash prize. All we got is $5. Here you go.
I apologize, Melissa. I have an email that was meant to be sent to you this morning that is sitting in my sent folder. I'm sorry. This guy looks... Actually, there's a football player, Carson Wentz, and he looks more like him to me than, Glenn Powell. But more power to him. Congratulations. I think one of the fun things to come out of this story, though, not a lot of people know, is that Glenn Powell actually has it in his contract that his parents are not only on set, but they are in every movie he does.
Oh, that's funny.
It's part of his, if I have this right, it's part of his way of kind of like paying it back to them, them supporting him his whole career and everything. This hits my heart. This is something that I wanted to do with my father quite a bit, actually. So I already like Glenn Powell. This put him on another level for me. Like, I'm a big fan. I was already a big fan, really big fan of him now. But also, it's so, one of the only things we ask of celebrities is keep your feet on the ground. You know, don't forget where you came from. Whenever we see artists that get this overnight kind of break, it's always interesting to me to see how they handle it. Mm-hmm. And every artist I just mentioned, Jeremy Allen White, Shohei Ohtani, Timothy Chalamet, Glenn Powell, these are all people, they have one major thing in common. Timothy Chalamet went to the Oscars this year and brought his mom. Those kind of things that artists do. I think that it not only can make the argument, can help your work, like as an artist, it helps you stay grounded, doesn't have you in a bubble, so you're that much better as an actor or a songwriter or any of those things. You can also make the argument that it helps you PR-wise.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. Most people, anybody can go to, the Oscars with this, huge celebrity. But going with your parent, going with somebody like that, that never gets old. Nobody's ever saw that and be like, oh, that's lame. Like, oh, somebody couldn't find a date. Like, no, nobody's worrying about that. Like, so there's no negative to something like this. More power to them. That's pretty cool. Elton, interesting news from Elton John here. You may have noticed that there hasn't been any new Elton John music in quite a bit, and he even announced a new album. He even announced a new album last year, but hasn't really said much since then. There's no date on when it might be coming out or those kind of things. Well, we finally did get an update. Elton stopped by Good Morning America yesterday and revealed everything is on hold for now because he can't see.
Oh.
Quote, I unfortunately lost my eyesight in my right eye in July because I had an infection in the south of France. It's been 4 months now since I haven't been able to see. My left eye is not the greatest either. There's hope and encouragement that it will be okay, but I'm kind of stuck in the moment because I can do something. I can do something like this, but going into the studio and recording, I don't know because I can't see a lyric for a start.
Yeah.
He added that that he's been taking an initiative to treat it because he can't read, watch, or see anything. But regardless of his struggles, Elton still feels like the luckiest man in the world. In related news, his upcoming documentary, Elton John, Never Too Late, hits Disney Plus on December 13th.
Wow.
I'm not always drawn to documentaries. I do really like them, but unfortunately nowadays you really got to do your homework before you jump in and see, hey, did they do their homework? When it comes to Elton John, though, if his name is on it, I feel pretty confident with it because this is a guy who most of his career people have had to correct him on things like, hey, that actually wasn't as bad as you thought it was, or you're being too hard on yourself or something like that. Elton John's been one of these people that his whole career, like from his opening break to now has always really never really tried to be very honest with people about who he is and his life. And this is part of that, him sharing this. I don't believe that he was necessarily scheduled to be on Good Morning America. I believe that he made a wanted to do this because he wanted to let his fans know what was going on with things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the man is 77.
Yeah, yeah. It's understandable. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to touch on this one right here as we're getting close to wrapping up our entertainment news. If you don't like Christmas movies, there's no amount of money that would get you to watch 25 of them in 25 days. And if you love Christmas movies, you would probably do it for free. However, to those in between, the website cabletv.com has a holiday job offer for you. Looking to make a couple extra bucks? They're looking for a chief of cheer. A chief of cheer. Who will watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days and then review each one of them.
Wow, that's a big commitment.
In exchange, you'll be paid $2,500 and receive a one-year subscription to 8 streaming services: Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, Max, Apple TV Plus, Hallmark Plus, and DirecTV Stream. And you'll also be given a blanket called the Minky Couture. this blanket may not be recognizable to some out there, I just looked it up. It's like a $200 blanket.
Woofta.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I've never touched
it. Subscription services alone, I mean, that's a pretty big chunk of change.
Yeah, more and more, this is seeming like a pretty cool hustle right here. This is a pretty good deal.
I mean, you said $2,000, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's worth that in 25 days, because that's a big time commitment to not only watch the movies, but then review them as well. But then you added on the rest of it, and that seems like a pretty good deal.
And here's the small print. Applicants must be 18, be eligible to work in the U.S., have a device capable of streaming, and be able to watch and review 25 movies within 25 days. They're accepting applications now through Friday. One winner will be announced on December 5th. And if you're interested, apply at cabletv.com, cabletv.com. Also, you get to pick which movies you watch, although they also have some recommendations if you're asking for any.
That's interesting.
And I pulled this up just for the fun of it and everything. And there are, it's basically just what I said there. You can opt in for their newsletter. That's about one other thing. But otherwise, the only thing I see here is you got to get your submissions in by November 29th. Mm-hmm. And there is a note on here. Wait, is this legit? It's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. I don't know how many people they're accepting for this, if just one person they're accepting or many entries they are.
Did you look at the list of movie recommendations? Is this any holiday movies, or is it a specific?
I think that you're going to have to get the job for them to show you the recommendations. It does look like there's two applications to fill out, actually. So like a regular job application and then the one specifically for this. I would love doing this, but I also wouldn't wonder, like, none of this involves like giving a sample of a review. How do we, know anybody's going to be able to, necessarily review
do a good job reviewing it?
I don't know. Well, it could
maybe be that's during the interview process.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That could be a fun one, though. That seems like a fun gig.
Yeah, if you really love Christmas movies, this is the job perfect for you then.
Enjoy, everybody.
It's seasonal, though.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Did want to talk a little bit about some events going on in the area. We're going to do that after our break. But my last thing for entertainment section here is a movie suggestion.
Ah, okay.
And
I'm ready.
I throw this out there not just for Melissa, in part, yes, for Melissa. She's the one that I thought of with this movie, but it is something for anybody out there, especially if you're looking for something, I think, seasonally, something this time of year that might be fun to watch. Let me recommend 2011's The Big Year. It is about bird watching. And that may not seem like a very exciting topic to many people out there. But what if I told you that Jack Black, Steve Martin, and Owen Wilson star in this movie? And I do think of Jack Black as one of your boys. I do. So that's what made me think of this and everything. But it's a...
Also love Steve Martin.
It's such a wonderful movie. It is a very feel-good kind of, like, funny movie, along with those great individuals, Jim Parsons, John Cleese. There's a number of other great actors in this one. And I love movies that you hear the concept and you're like, well, bird watching, how good could that be?
Yeah, but then you list those three people.
It's so good. It's such a good movie. And it's a fun watch. And I think that, you know, this time of year when there's already enough stresses and different things and we're coming out of a political year, I was trying to think of movies that would just be a fun watch or just a nice watch. It's three men find that they have come to a turning point each in their own individual lives, and they all happen to be bird watchers, and they're kind of hunting down. There's this big year in bird watching where all these certain birds migrate to this one location, and it kind of goes on from there. I genuinely think, Diane Wiest is in this too, and Angelica Houston. Just a tour de force of actors, and Every one of these actors bring their A game. It's the
Jim Parsons. I didn't know who it was until I looked at his picture. It's the guy from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Sheldon.
Every once in a while, actors do movies because they believe in the project. And and then they see, Steve Martin's doing this movie. I've always wanted to work with him. I'll do that. Both Owen Wilson and Jack Black said that they had always wanted to work with Steve Martin, and that was part of why they signed on. So it's not one of those projects where they did it for the money. It's one of those ones where you can tell right away from the first 5 minutes of the movie, they got into this. They really enjoyed it.
Well, and the best part is this actually based on a book that's based on real life?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's a short movie. It's not that long. And while it has a horrible 41% on Rotten Tomatoes, I give it a 99. I thought it was really good. I thought it was good. The Big Year from 2011, Steve Martin, Jack Black, Owen Wilson. Take a quick break. We'll come back, have some fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got our news and sports break coming up in just a moment. Leading into that, want to talk about some fun things we've got going on here in town and here at WFHR. Get in to rekindle the spirit and talk about our holiday schedule here. First off, let's go in chronological order. Rekindle the spirit. It's less than 24 hours. Well, it's a little over 24 hours away, but it's just a day away.
Yes, just a day away. Tomorrow night, we will be part of Rekindle the Spirit.
Very excited about this, everybody. More on that in a moment. Looking at the way this day will play out, at 3:30, from 3:30 to 6:30, our good friends at Chatterbox Catering are going to have a food truck at Veterans Park offering hot drinks and delicious food for purchase. So right away, you're already got a good mind, good vibes going and everything, good food
warm
and drink.
Warm up your belly.
Yeah. At 5:25, the Grand Avenue Bridge lighting ceremony and ribbon cutting will be taking place. This is a project that has been a long time coming. Former Mayor Shane Blazer, Shane and I talked about this on air, off air quite a bit. It was a passion project for him and something that he thought would not only beautify our city that much more, but would encourage and be enticing to people coming to town and things. Very excited about this coming into play, and I know how excited Mayor Matt is as well for this one. So that's going to be a fun time. And then, of course, the parade kicks off at 5:45.
Yeah.
The parade will be beginning over at the Grant over at Grand Avenue, right over there.
Yes, starting, I think everybody's lining up in the YMCA parking lot, so that's kind of where it starts, and then it'll progress across the bridge and on the usual parade route there.
Yeah, heading over by past Lincoln Street and all of that, so we're looking forward to it. And you can set up, if you like, to take in the parade. We know all of our parade goers are going to have little things they're going to be throwing out to the kids and stuff.
Handing out.
I'm sorry, handing
out.
You can tell I'm an 80s kid.
You don't get to stand and have things thrown at you anymore, James.
No, how many times I was pelted by things. In Chicago, there's a parade every other day. Because you got Puerto Rican pride, you got Cuban pride. You know, there's always a parade going on. It doesn't matter what's going on. And I cannot tell you how many times I was pelted by things. It's a good thing we've done. It's one of the ways we've updated parades. But we are going to be a part of the parade as well, Melissa.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to it. I believe Agatha will be there, and we'll have a decorated trailer that we'll be pulling and handing out things from the station. So head on out there. You'll get to see us. And I think we'll also be blasting the tunes.
Nice.
So you want to be there.
Shout out to Melissa and Pam and Ashley and everybody that's working really hard on this. I appreciate the work you guys have been putting into this. It's fun. It's fun to be there and represent.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Santa and Mrs. Claus will visit the Hotel Mead with complimentary holiday photos provided by Titanium Photography. A shout-out to them for doing this. And a shout-out to, of course, our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce doing an amazing job with this.
All together. Great job, team.
Lacey will be in with us a little bit later today at 4 o'clock as part of our Midday Magazine guest. She'll be our first guest today. And we're going to talk about this event. And as Lacey's told us a number of times, how hard they work on this one. They start working on this basically on like Black Friday. I like that this weekend. They're already going to be working on 2025.
Next year's. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes that's the perfect time to recap an event is immediately following it and then, you know, have plans in place for the next year.
Genuinely one of our signature events in this area. A shout out to all the sponsors and all the volunteers and everybody involved in this one. And enjoy, everybody. Get ready for it.
All of you coming to see it, make sure you bundle up.
Yeah, please be warm, everybody. That cold sneak up on you.
Hats, coats.
It really does sneak
gloves,
up on you.
Scarves.
And, of course, tomorrow we'll be here, regular show. Melissa, Seth, and I will be hanging out with you. We'll have a Midday Magazine lined up for you as well and some great programming lined up. But then on Thursday, of course, Thanksgiving Day, we will not be here, but we got you back. We got you covered. We kick things off at 8 a.m. on Thursday with the Polka Show.
Polka Show!
Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy, has a great special Thanksgiving Polka episode lined up for you.
That's awesome.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to stick around, because at 9 a.m. we've got a special director's cut that Seth and I did with my oldest, Bria.
Nice.
Bria, Seth, and I got together. We talked a little bit about What the Muppet, but we also got into Thanksgiving movies. And I think a fun one for you to maybe, especially if you're looking for alternative programming to football or something to wrap up your Thanksgiving night or maybe just this weekend, we've got some good ones in there for that. And then on Thursday afternoon, we got you covered. From 4 o'clock, Community Stories, the debut show that you might, in case you missed it.
Yes, the pilot episode.
And then at 5, you'll have Community Stories Junior, that pilot episode of that.
Excellent.
That's a really fun way to wrap up our Thursday coverage. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great. And then on Friday, 8 a.m., Best of the Kitchen's open.
There you go.
Nice way to wrap up the week, giving you one of your favorite segments, everybody, and the best of Kitchen's open, Friday, 8 a.m. 9 a.m., Wisconsin football hosting Minnesota, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Ooh.
It is all on the line. Wisconsin has a record of consecutive years of being bowl eligible. They need this win to be bowl eligible. There's a lot on the line here. And again, Paul Bunyan's axe. The
is
coolest,
it a real axe?
It's a real axe, Melissa. It's 7 feet tall, and when you win it, you get to go run down to the other team's goalpost and pretend you're chopping it down. It's so cool. It's
with a 7 foot axe.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very cool. I love moments in life where you get to see like grown warriors acting like children. Some of the toughest, strongest people on the planet are football players. And when this happens, you see them basically become 10-year-olds. I want to hold the axe. No, I want to hold the axe. It's very similar to when somebody has a penalty. When there's a penalty at the, in football, every one of them become children. They start pointing. No, he did it. He did it. It's fantastic. Wisconsin Badger football. We got one more guaranteed game this season, and it is this Friday. Pre-game kicks off at 9 a.m. Friday afternoon, Midday Magazine lined up for you. In part one, we'll talk with Casey from the ODC.
Nice.
And in part two, Ron Rasmussen joins us from Wisconsin Public Schools.
Excellent.
He brought in Tracy and four students from the Teen Truth at Rams. Teen Truth is a wonderful program going on over at Rams that we had a chance to talk with the kids about. And a really important and wonderful interview. I cannot encourage you enough to check out both of those interviews.
Great.
And then Friday at 5, got a special Unlabeled episode for you. Take a trip down 90s memory lane with us. That's going to be a fun one.
Good.
Got a lot of great things lined up for you this holiday weekend, and we're able to do that thanks to this incredible staff. A shout out to Chuck and Seth and Laura and all the great people working behind the scenes here. And obviously, if I haven't mentioned it enough, all the amazing work Melissa Kay is doing. We've got a fun schedule lined up now.
Well, and you too, James, and everybody at the team. Pam, you know, we have such a wonderful team at WFHR and the best listeners in radio.
I've pretty much given all my work to AI. I don't actually do anything anymore, Melissa. I everything I'm saying, including this right now, is all AI. It's all I just threw it into
You're
the
so
system.
Full of it, James.
I really am, and I'm not that funny. Not nearly as funny as I think. We are going to take a quick break. We will come back. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. When we come back, we're going to get into these fun, unique food combos.
Ooh.
Maybe something new to add to the Thanksgiving menu. We'll see.
Maybe. I'm leery.
Yeah. We'll find out together. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hillside Cemetery in Marshfield will again be an official location for Wreaths Across America in 2024. The national nonprofit made the announcement on Sunday. Hillside Cemetery will join the mission to remember, honor, and teach as wreaths are placed on the graves of veterans. This year's ceremony will take place at Hillside Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th. The public is encouraged to attend and place wreaths on the graves of veterans buried at the cemetery. Last year, they placed over 500 wreaths. The goal this year is 2,200 wreaths to be placed on the headstones of all local heroes laid to rest in Hillside Cemetery. Wreaths Across America is a national nonprofit that works to teach the next generation about the value of freedom. This year, there will be more than 4,500 participating locations placing veterans' wreaths on December 14th, with the help of over 3 million volunteers. For service members leaving the military, finding the right job can be a tough transition, which has an impact on their whole family. Normally, troops go through a transition assistance program to help them land on their feet. But the Department of Labor has a new program where they've partnered with companies and businesses who want to hire veterans. It provides one-on-one coaching to military members and their spouses. This program is in the pilot phase right now, but James Rodriguez from the Department of Labor says they want to expand it further.
And we're going to look to build that out even more in the future so we can hope to do the same type of support for every service member in the future, which would be ideal. However, it does take a lot more work and a lot more resources to make sure that this program can be successful in the future.
As of August, the Employment Navigator and Partnership Program has helped more than 18,000 veterans and family members. November is Military Family Appreciation Month. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For a full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you right now. We hope you're having a good one out there. Got an interesting topic right now. Maybe something to add to your, dinner menu or something even maybe to add to your holiday menu. I don't know about that, but we'll see. We'll see. Uber Eats delivery service released its annual cravings report, which includes a list of the most unique food combos ordered this year. So the most unique combos that people ordered this year. And it's an interesting list. They left it vague as to some parts of it and everything. But it's an interesting list regardless. One of the reasons one of the top things on here people are talking about is an orange creamsicle with tangin. T-A-J-I-N, tangin. I don't know what that is.
Oh, tahine.
Tahine. Oh, thank you.
Tahine. It's a spice.
Yeah, that I knew. I've never seen it spelled out, actually. I've never thought of it. So that was one of the bigger combos people were talking about. Another one is scallops and boiled eggs.
Okay, I could see that. Just potatoes and eggs. I like potatoes and eggs together.
fajitas.
Oh, no. Scallops, like the seafood.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
I was thinking scallop potatoes.
That's what I was thinking.
And eggs.
It hit us both at the same time, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Seafood and eggs. I don't know.
I actually just thought that was potatoes and potatoes at first. I just thought, like, wait a minute. What are they doing here? Fajitas and French onion soup.
Okay.
No.
He doesn't.
No, that takes my mouth into my flavors into two very different directions, I feel like.
But, I mean, French onion soup is usually coated in cheese for those that can eat that. And then so are, I mean... Well, actually, fajitas don't have any cheese. I was thinking quesadillas.
Yeah.
Wow. Batting zeros this morning on what food is what.
Hey, you're not alone. I would have done the same thing. Fried fish sticks and green tea.
What?
I haven't had a fish stick since high school, I think. So I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. I don't know.
Again, my ex-husband liked fish sticks, so I actually made them quite often. During those years.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are better quality ones than others.
I bet. I don't know if I've ever had quality fresh fish stick. Yeah.
And they make good fish sandwiches.
Mm. Pepperoni pizza and anchovies.
Well, people like anchovies on their pizza.
Why would you do that to pepperoni? Pepperoni didn't hurt anybody, Melissa. All it tries to do is give us flavor. That's it. It's all it tries to do.
And heartburn. Flavor and heartburn.
A little bit of that, yeah.
I'm not wrong.
There are quite a few people. Actually, it seems like there is a rise of people liking anchovies. I don't know necessarily if it's an age thing or a generational thing or anything like that, but it does seem like there's more and more people liking them. I don't know.
Well, do you like Gardettos?
Yeah, they're all right, yeah.
Okay, when I was a kid, we couldn't eat them because there's anchovies in there as a flavoring.
Whoa.
And I always thought that was very unfair.
Yes, that is. And I did not know that. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. The 10 most popular special requests are no onion, no tomato, extra sauce, spicy, well done, no cheese, fries, no vegetable, no ice, and no mushrooms. The top 10 most ordered items overall were burrito bowls, fries, chicken nuggets, chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, cheeseburgers, mac and cheese, boneless wings, pepperoni pizza, and fried rice.
Okay, all of those are fine except the boneless wings. Yeah. Boneless wings should not exist. That's a chicken nugget.
That's a chicken nugget. It really is.
That's a chicken nugget.
You're kind of fooling yourself if you think it isn't. I mean,
the only reason to order those is if you have a toddler.
There you go. Yeah. I'm not a wing guy, really, but I will say that I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
How can you not be a wing guy, James?
Well, I got to be wings. Because if I'm going to dirty my hands up for a food, for one, there's got to be more than two bites on it. I want ribs. Like if I'm gonna get my hands dirty,
you're gonna get your hands dirty. It's gotta be ribs.
I'm going all in. I want ribs. I want something I want a lot of meat on that bone. I don't know. And chicken doesn't taste like much to me. I don't know why, but I've never really gotten a lot of flavor from chicken. I like chicken, but I like it fried.
Everything tastes like chicken.
It does. It does. That's where I get confused. That's where the most unique non-food combos include chinchilla food and food for parrots. So that's for your pets, by the way. That's for your pets.
Okay.
A gray mesh laundry bag and some patches. So that was more of something to like kind of spice up your laundry bag, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Now there's another thing people have been doing too that was popularized on this list of ways to make toothbrushing more fun. So some people have put Fuji Mini instant film spices on their toothpaste and things.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. I feel like
people that don't like mint, they need to augment their toothpaste flavorings.
Or just have too much time. Just too much time on their hands. There's maybe that's it. I don't know. Speaking of possibly having too much time on your hands, I don't know if this one counts or not, and I'm not sure if this is a that ain't right story or not, but I wanted to get this one in. And actually, we have two that ain't right stories. The first one is, I gave Melissa a day of work that she didn't have. I'd like to apologize to Melissa and to the audience. Mel is not going to be in tomorrow. Today's her last day of the week. I apologize for that. I'm used to...
I just had to clarify, because we're like, wait, I wasn't on the schedule, but I don't want to say anything.
I'm so used to it. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm so used to Wednesdays, the three of us hanging out usually and stuff. It's usually Wednesday or Friday, our second day together. But yeah, so just Seth and I tomorrow, everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Melissa getting a much deserved morning away from me.
Well, it's not that, James.
No.
I have a pile of work to do.
Yeah, a lot. Maybe you could use a dishwasher. Who couldn't use a dishwasher, right? I mean, most people, unless you have one, I mean, seems like a pretty convenient, nice thing.
They are very convenient. I don't have space for one, but yeah, they're really nice appliance to have.
I've never lived in a home that has one necessarily, but I've always heard good things. I tend to be the dishwasher wherever I am or whoever mm-hmm. I'm living with. But maybe you might want this one, or maybe you might have space for this one. A luxury bathware brand in Japan is working on a new human washing machine to replace bathtubs.
Oh, I did see this headline. I hadn't looked at it, though.
In English, the name literally means human washing machine of the future. It's based on a design some people came up with about a half century ago. An early version debuted at an expo in Japan in 1970, but this one's a little more high tech. It looks like the cockpit of a fighter jet that fills with water.
Or one of those... I'm not going to say that on air. Never mind. Right, go ahead. Continue.
It looks like a torture device. It kind of does. They haven't revealed a ton of details, but it apparently uses microscopic bubbles to blast the filth off you. Meanwhile, AI tracks your vitals to make sure you're comfortable and that the water temperature is just right. It also dries you off, and the whole process takes about 15 minutes. So it's faster than a nice soothing bath, but it would still be quicker than just taking a fast shower.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
I can take a shower in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll let you continue. I have things.
They're unveiling the prototype at a conference in April. The plans are to eventually sell them, but no word yet on how much they would cost or if they've even gotten to the point of being able to release this worldwide.
So the only way that I see this as being useful is if you regularly, I don't know, do tough mutters, or you're a mud wrestler, or you work in a coal mine.
Yeah, yes.
Or, you know, like jobs where you actually get really dirty.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. James, we don't get that dirty.
Mm-mm.
And the only parts of our body that we really need to wash are the dirty bits.
Yeah.
You don't need soap over all of your skin. It dries you out. It's actually more damaging to your skin than helpful. And the only way that I would see this, that it would be something I'd be interested in, is if it also applies lotion after you're done. Because that's the part I hate.
So one of the first articles I read about this was they were actually trying to pitch this as, yes, it's a human washing machine, but you can also wash your dishes in there or something. And I'm not seeing anything in this about that, though. I'm not seeing, like, I don't know if that was just the one article. TechSpot.com, if you want to check out the article. So I'm not sure. But either way, whether it's a dishwasher, a human dishwasher, or washing you or whatever, I'm not in.
No, because if I have to wash dishes in the place that I wash myself, I have to wash the place that I wash myself first before I can wash the dishes.
If you ever had
to use the bathtub to wash something big that you're then going to eat out of, you have to sanitize the bathtub first.
And we're creatives. We understand you don't necessarily get to choose when you're creative or what creative ideas hit you. They just hit you. That's why we have so many people that are rushing out of the shower to write something down, or waking up in the middle of the night and trying to write down that brilliant idea you have, and then not understanding it at 6 a.m. Like, why did I write down talking fish? What is this? I don't
know. Cloudgrass?
Yeah.
What in the world?
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Cloudgrass. But I mean, I'm all for all that stuff. But at the same time, with certain things, like, unless you're truly, like, evolving it, like, don't we already have this down? We already invented, you know, we've got showering. We've got that down, I feel like. I feel like we've already got this. Let's focus on some things that we could actually really use some work on, I feel like.
Well, and, I mean, to be fair, in Japan, there's usually a space is a problem.
Yes.
Like, you know, things have to be small. Living spaces are small. The economy of size is really important there. And if this human washing pod did double as a dishwasher and, you know, took care of your bath and then also did, like, I don't know, bathroom functions, like it was a toilet, a wash machine, a dishwasher all in one, maybe? Also gross.
Yeah. Yeah. But no.
I don't know. I don't know. And then you could also sleep in it? Like,
I just don't know. But you know what? Hey, to each their own. You want to give this a shot, you go for it. It's all.
And if you got money to blow, go ahead.
Yep, all you. That's all you. You can have mine.
You can have that and the really expensive cranberry sauce.
Yes, there you go. They're all yours. Have them together, even.
Preferably not at the same time.
Probably not.
Don't eat while you're showering or being washed.
We will be back to wrap up the show. Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, being played in by the boss. I was trying to think of good songs to send us off. Born to Run, Running Off, or Taking Off. I don't know.
Just keep running.
Yeah, I don't know. It worked in my head. I don't know if it really works.
That's okay.
We are here until the top of the hour. We'll get into our schedule in a moment, let you know what's up and coming for your radio day ahead. And got some other things we want to touch on, local events and different stuff like that. But I did have a couple of good stories of the day I wanted to touch on. One of them I'm sure has made the rounds by now to most out there, but if you haven't heard this one, it's a Wisconsin story, and it's about a 10-year-old in Wisconsin that called 911 for an assist with his math homework.
What?
And they actually helped him out. He was having trouble with decimals, and the 911 dispatcher told him she's been out of school for 40 years, but she tracked down a deputy who was good at math. And the deputy helped him out with his math. He actually went there all prepared to help out with the program with the math problems, helped him out, and then also, of course, let him know that, you know, 911 is not a number to call for non-emergencies. But it was a nice moment for this young man, his family, the community, and another chance for us to tip our hat to our officers out there. Well done. And a nice reminder to everybody that 911 is not, it's not for that. It's not a math hotline. It may feel like a 911 situation trying to solve a math problem, but it is not, technically.
That's what tutoring and you know, resources at your school are for. Mm. But it is a sweet story.
A coffee shop in Middleboro, Massachusetts is in the news after handing out free coffee to anyone who walked through the door dancing.
Hey.
They put a sign up outside that said, "Want free coffee? Walk in and give us your best dance moves for 5 seconds."
Hey, that's not bad.
It's a fantastic idea. Wonderful idea. It's making the rounds. There's a bunch of videos of it making the rounds on social media, of course. That looks like a fun
idea. I love it.
It's a fun idea. Mm-hmm. And a guy in Buffalo is in the news after proposing to his girlfriend, who is a huge Taylor Swift fan. People online are saying he totally nailed it. 35-year-old Mike Cheff and 29-year-old Kaylee had been following Taylor on tour off and on the past year. They only scored tickets to a show in Pittsburgh, but also partied outside venues in other cities. They managed to get the tickets to their second show in Toronto on Friday, and that's where Mickey popped the question. He waited for the song Love Song to pop on and handed her a friendship bracelet that said, "Will you marry me?" Then he got down on one knee with a ring right when Taylor sang "Marry Me, Juliet."
Aww.
I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't know the song, but I'm trying. Silly said she had a feeling he might propose at that show, but was still shocked.
Yeah.
And that is just a fun story. That's a sweet
Very
story.
Very romantic.
That's cool. We look at our schedule for today and, of course, encourage you to stick around for Matt and Air on Air coming up at 10 to noon. Jane and Greg do a great job taking you through local events and different things going on in their area and, of course, having some fun while they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And join us today from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. We got a really good one lined up for you, a strong episode. Lacey Ayling will be with us. We'll also have Jacob from the leadership class, and we're going to be talking about some great stuff coming up, like, I don't know, maybe Rekindle the Spirit, some other great stuff coming up.
Wait, there's a parade tomorrow?
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
Awesome.
Talking about that. And then in part two at 4:30 today, we're going to have our friend Elizabeth on from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Nice. Elizabeth is a dual abuse service officer over there. We're going to get into a conversation today about that, about services that they provide, some of the needs over there at our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
The needs are great because they have lost a lot of funding this last year.
And we need to remind everybody of why we need that funding, why that money is important, and why our family center is important, and how important domestic violence shelters are in this country.
Yes, absolutely.
Be getting into that a little bit later today. We've also got some fun stuff lined up for you. It is a Tuesday, and that means we got community stories with Melissa Kay.
Mm-hmm. This episode today is a continuation of Tom Heiser's story that you heard the first part of last week. If you missed it and you want to catch up, you can go listen to that at WFHR.com, well, at civicmedia.us, and then go to shows. You can hear the first part, but tonight will be the continuation of his story, and then the story of Misty Sorensen. She served in the Navy, and her story is heartrending in some ways, but it's a beautiful story, and I was so glad to get to know Misty. She's become a dear friend, and I appreciate all of these veterans sharing their stories with me, and then, you know, in being able to share them with our community. These stories are important.
These are also wonderful individuals that you're getting the chance to talk to, and you're getting them. I think, like, I've known Tom for a long time. I've never heard Tom sound like that. You got a very real, genuine version of him, and not to say that you don't get that even with our veterans updates monthly or anything like that. Just a different version, and it's stories that don't get told oftentimes. It's such a great idea and a great concept for a show, and it is already getting a lot of attention in this area. So check out Community Stories every Tuesday, 5 to 6, and of course Thursdays Community Stories Junior with Melissa Kay, 5 to 6.
You'll get to hear it, but it'll be our two pilot episodes will re-air on Thanksgiving Day.
It's a great, especially if you haven't gotten to catch the show, great opportunity to catch it and catch up. Encourage you to check that out today. That's going to be a good one. Other great things going on in our area. Get ready to make plans for the Cranberry Classic at Assumption High School, the 40th annual Cranberry Classic coming up this Friday. We've been talking about this on Playmakers a bunch. It's not only a fun, great event for basketball fans out there, but just community people. It's a really cool event, everybody.
And I'm pretty sure I peeked through the article that I got from Mike Comer, but I think that the article that he shared with me that'll appear in the newsletter that's going out tomorrow, if you haven't signed up, sign up at WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Get in on our newsletter. You will hear local sports from directly from Mike, who is on the ground at these events and these venues. And nobody, I don't think anybody in our area knows it better than him and Randy and, you know, our sports people at WFHR, because they are locked in to our local sports area.
100%. Well said. I'm sorry, Melissa. I got excited.
That's okay.
I got excited.
I ran out of words, so it worked.
I couldn't agree with you more. Nobody cares or covers this area like those guys do, like we do. They're invested emotionally, and because they also love this stuff, they're passionate about it. You're not going to get a better or more unique coverage than from Randy and Michael and our team here at WFHR. I want to encourage you to get your tickets for Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the musical. Our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are going to be putting this one on December 5th is the opening night. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. Shows
coming up fast.
It really did. And you know what? It's a good thing, because this cast is ready. They are ready. They have been waiting to get there and perform for you. It's a wonderful.
And our very own Beth is in it as well. So make sure you get your tickets to go see it.
Be sure to do that, everybody. And be listening tomorrow. We're not only going to give you a chance to win some tickets to see some River Kings hockey, but we'll be giving away tickets to Boogie and the Yo-Yos. They're going to be coming to town with their Christmas special. We'll be giving those tickets away tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. And a big thank you to all of you out there for listening and joining us for today. Great show, Melissa. Wishing you I know we'll talk off air, but on air, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving, Mel.
You as well, James.
And you guys be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.